Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
Think of a number between 1 and 10. The number you're thinking of is 7. It's lunchtime. Do you see any food on the table, Odie?
Mm-mm.
I don't see any food on the table either. I hate it when this place goes self-service. No food in the refrigerator. But John was supposed to go to the market this morning. This can only mean John is missing. Odie, John is missing. Call the police. Call the FBI. But first, call a pizzeria that delivers. Get off me.
345. Uh-oh. I'm in the wizard's dungeon.
Does the word lunch mean anything to you?
Now I have to draw a card and answer the game master's riddle.
Yoo-hoo, ground control to Major John, hello?
If a father gave one of his sons 19 cents and the other 6 cents, what time would it be?
Ooh, this is a toughie.
Oh, hi, Garfield. I'll fix lunch after I figure out this riddle.
We'll have to resort to more drastic means. For the last 6 months, every time John has phoned to have food delivered, I've secretly taped him.
Hello, this is John Arbuckle. I'd like to get 10 pizzas delivered.
Get the phone book, Odie. The way John's playing that game, we'd better order lunch and dinner.
Hello? Pizza in a jiffy. May I help you?
Hello, this is John Arbuckle. I'd like to get 10 pizzas delivered.
You have to do things like this when you can't talk.
6? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4,
5, 6.
Oh, I'm back in the wizard's dungeon again. I shouldn't have stayed up all night playing this game.
But I have to solve the riddle.
Here I am, trapped in the wizard's dungeon again. There must be a way out of here.
Haven't you found it yet, cartoonist?
Wizard, where are you?
And do you still seek the treasure of the bottomless wallet of Gorn? All you have to do is solve my riddle, and the treasure is yours.
Let me have it one more time, Wiz.
If a father gave one of his sons 19 cents and the other 6 cents, what time would it be?
19 cents to one and 6 to the other. Hey, where'd you go?
I'm out here, cartoonist, where you'll never be.
Let me out of this cell, wizard.
You'll never get out to find the bottomless wallet, cartoonist. And even if you do get out, Venomous will destroy you. Bye now.
Let me out of here. Wizard? Come back, wizard! Well, at least I'm safe in here. Who are you?
I'm an enchanted cat. Didn't you read the game rules?
Enchanted cat, can you get me out of here, please? Hurry!
What do you expect me to do? I'm only an enchanted cat. But, you might check and see if your cell door is locked.
Check and see if my cell door is locked. What a useless, stupid idea. What a ridiculous... How did you know the cell door was unlocked?
I'm an enchanted cat. All part of my job.
Can you help me on my quest to locate the bottomless wallet of Gorn?
The bottomless wallet of Gorn? Isn't that what the evil gamesman Venomous has vowed to destroy?
That's the one.
Well, nice knowing you, fella.
Wait! Don't leave me alone!
Don't leave me, enchanted cat!
Sounds like John's having a bad dream sequence.
Texas Takeout Barbecue Pit.
How can I help you, partner? Yes, I'd like 5 orders of ribs and beans delivered, please.
Oh, I've got to solve the riddle. Oh, the father gave 19 cents to one son, 6 cents to the other, so what time was it?
Okay, which door do I pick? I'll try this one. I'll try the second door.
I am Venomous, master of all evil.
I'll try the third door.
Good morning. Could I interest you in a set of encyclopedias?
What do I do now?
You think a flimsy wooden door will stop the master of all evil?
Well, I was hoping...
You shall face my wrath. Run from me, cartoonist. The only way to defeat me is to find the bottomless wallet.
I'm trying.
Use the force, cartoonist. Use the force.
But I don't have the force.
Ooh. In that case, you're dead meat.
Oh, Venomous is after me and he's gonna get me and I'm a goner.
Then you better solve the riddle.
Solve the riddle? I haven't been able to solve the riddle. Where are you?
Oh, come on. If a father gave one of his sons 19 cents and the other 6 cents, what time would it be?
I don't know.
He's giving them a total of 25 cents. Therefore, it would be a quarter to 2.
Venomous!
Quick, set the clock hands to a quarter to 2.
Quarter to 2. Got it. A bottomless wallet!
You have found the bottomless wallet. You have destroyed me! I'm counting!
It worked. Enchanted Cat, how can I ever thank you?
Open your wallet.
No matter how much money I take out of the wallet, it's always full. Have some money, everyone. Help yourself. There's plenty more where this came from. Here.
If you can't wake him up, just get his wallet.
Oh, have some money, everyone. Here's some for you and for you. The wallet is never empty. And here's some for you and you and you.
Don't worry. I'll stop him before he gives away his driver's license.
Some for you and a little for you, and you got some and here.
This is a dog. And this is a dog whistle. Observe. It emits a sound that can be heard only by lower life forms, such as dogs. Now this is a dog trumpet.
Whoever it is, go away. We don't want any. Scram! Hit the road, Jack!
But, Roy, I'm, like, delivering the mail.
Don't you understand rude English? Be gone! Leave. Take a hike. I'm busy.
Well, okay, man. If you're too busy for me to deliver your fan mail...
That's right. I'm too busy for you to deliver my fan mail? Did you say fan mail? My fudge can wait. Give me my fan mail. Give me my fan mail.
Hey, like, hold your feathers, dude.
Fan mail. Tons of Roy love and fan mail from my admirers out there. I love you all. Let the avalanche of fan mail commence. Gee, I hope you didn't strain your back carrying all that. One letter? This is an insult. This couldn't possibly be more demeaning.
By the way, it's postage due. Muchas gracias, man. Now all I gotta do is deliver Wade's fan mail, and I'm, like, out of here.
Wade? Wade gets fan mail? Well,
I sure hope he doesn't get more than me. Ho, ho, very funny. Enjoy yourselves. Trample on a poor rooster's ego. At least I have one fan letter. Ahem. Dear Roy, are you still on the show? Haven't seen much of you lately. This letter is right. I haven't been on the show enough lately. I don't even know what this episode is about.
Paul Revere was a silversmith who lived in Massachusetts in the year 1775.
And you say there was a war going on?
Oh, yes, the Revolutionary War. The British were controlling America at the time.
And the American patriots wanted them all to go home to England.
This is a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It's about a famous ride by Paul Revere.
Orson's reading that old poem this week? Well, this week, I'm reading a poem instead of Orson. And I'll even stick Wade in it and make all those duck fans happy. Here we go. Where's my rhyming dictionary? What rhymes with orange?
So this is all about how the British came to attack and Paul Revere ran to warn the patriots.
This sounds very historical and boring.
I'll ignore that. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year.
Or who cares?
Guys.
The chicks do have a point, Orse. One side, poetry pig.
Roy, I'm trying to read a poem.
Put a sock in it, Orse. I'll show you how to read a poem. Listen, my children, because now you're stuck. If you think you're leaving, you're out of luck. On a Tuesday in April a long time ago, hardly a soul alive does know about Paul Revere and his craven duck.
Ooh, sounds like a Wade roll coming up.
Paul said to his friend that the British would not dare invade that eve, and with that he went to get in bed and he quickly took his leave. But his loyal pet had a different view, and with courage swiftly fading, he went to find a lookout who could warn him of invading.
My fellow, should the British army come attack us this night, go to the old North Church, give a signal with a light. One if by land, two if by sea, three if they swing from a vine on a tree, four if the British invade us by plane, five if they come on a skateboard or train, six if by camel, by bus, or by rail, seven if sent here by overnight mail, eight if they swim under water like shrimp, nine if they get here by zeppelin or blimp, 10 if by skiing, 11 by van, 12 with the pizza delivery man, 13 by rowboat, a yacht, or canoe, 14 if hopping here by kangaroo. Whichever of these or some other not named, I shall be in hiding most deeply ashamed. Goodbye.
Then he said, good night, and at lightning pace went off to secure a good hiding place. And throughout the night, he would shake with fear, hiding neath the bedding of Paul Revere. He remained alert, didn't dare to snooze. He just hid right there by a pair of shoes. And as time went by, our most timid waif got the dumb idea that he might be safe. It was then that the silly notion died, as he heard the sound of some men outside. From beneath the bed where the floorboards creak, he snuck to the wall for a little peek. What he saw outside filled the duck with dread. Lots of soldier men in their coats of red. Over and over, with all his might, he yelled,
"They're invading our town tonight!"
Though he screamed quite loud that the foe was here, the duck couldn't wake Mr. Paul Revere.
It is vital that someone go spread the alarm to every Middlesex village and farm.
For a moment, it looked like the duck would start writing. Instead, he returned to the place he'd been hiding. But when he then noticed a roach near his feet.
Cockroach! Help! Cockroach!
He ran panicky into the cobblestone street. And since he was out there and feeling quite skittish, he figured he'd warn passersby of the British.
The Yiddish are coming!
He warned two men near.
From the red in your coats, I would say that they're here.
The duck turned to run in a terrified haste, but he ran into Paul Revere's trash cans and waste. Getting through all that trash was an obstacle course. One slip and he landed on Paul Revere's horse. The horse thought that he must be under attack, so he galloped away with a duck on his back.
Whoa! Stop, please! Help! Pretty please with oats on it! Help!
With him constantly pleading to stop or slow down, the duck crossed the bridge into Middlesex town. He passed the North Church and he yelled loud and clear,
"Don't mess with those lights, 'cause the British are here!"
Let's see, man. 15 if they come by bus. No, that was by pogo stick. Huh?
As the horse made its way past each village and farm,
"Help! Get me off of this thing, will ya?"
patriot woke from his cries of alarm. Though they could not make out what the screaming ducks said, in each house they awoke and they leapt out of bed. The rest of the tale you doubtlessly know, how the patriots dealt the invaders a blow. Many heroes were cited for courage and pluck, but they all missed the journey of Paul Revere's duck. The end. Well, how'd you like it?
What can I say? Roy, you destroyed one of the greatest poems in American history.
Yeah, Orson's poem was boring, but yours was just made up.
And besides, it was based on a silly accident. That kind of thing never happens, you know. Help! Help! Somebody! Help! I'm imitating life, you know.
Hey, all I care is it got me on the show this week.
Guys, isn't that the most incredible view you've ever seen?
It's one of them. I'm saving it for later, but I thought I'd take it out and admire it now.
I love it up here in the mountains. I almost wish I could live up here.
It's an alphabetical sandwich.
Huh?
An alphabetical sandwich. 26 ingredients all arranged in alphabetical order. Avocado, bologna, corned beef, deviled ham, egg, feta cheese, all the way down to zucchini.
You know what would be great, guys?
Yeah, if I could have found something for X instead of X-ray.
If I owned a mountain retreat, someplace to go on vacations. There's a real estate office. Let's see what it would cost. Sorry about the abrupt stop, guys.
Terrific. Now I have to re-alphabetize my whole sandwich.
What kind of houses are available, Mr.
Escrow. Samuel P. Escrow. Well, let me look through some of my listings.
Real estate people use a special language, Odie. I'll translate for you.
Quaint starter home, price to move.
It's a dump and it's sinking into quicksand.
Magnificent view.
It's about to fall off the edge of a cliff.
Needs TLC.
Needs toilets, lights, and ceiling.
Indoor pool.
5 feet of water in the basement.
Oh, here's one. Charming fixer-upper requires some restoration.
Most likely on fire.
Mr. Arbuckle, why don't we take a ride and I'll show you some homes.
Mr. Escrow, how big a place can I get for this much?
About that size. That's without the phone, of course. I do have one house up here a ways that's in your price range. It's a house with a lot of history.
That means it's haunted.
That means it's haunted.
Wait a minute. Haunted? That's ridiculous. Show us the house. Everything okay back there, guys?
You do that one more time and I'm gonna get another chauffeur, fella. Let's see. A, B, C.
It's perfect, Mr. Escrow. Just let me sign the contract. Here you go, and here's the down payment in cash.
I hope you enjoy the house.
I love everything about being up here, even taking a deep breath. What is it that's so strange about the air up here?
It's clean.
Oh.
Don't spill. I finally got my sandwich back in order again.
Let me drive you back to your office.
Oh, not necessary.
But it must be 20 miles.
Oh, don't worry about me. You go enjoy your new house. Goodbye.
I was amazed how much furniture the previous owners left here. Even a TV set.
Yeah, but it only gets one station. And it's the all Dick Clark channel.
I'm gonna go upstairs and get some sleep, guys. Oh, hope you like your new place here. Odie, you don't believe that story about this place being haunted, do you? Just keep telling yourself there's no such thing as ghosts. Good night. Ha 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 ha
No chance. Ah, here it is, 26 ingredients all arranged alphabetically. It not only tastes good, it's educational. All right. You can have P through T. Peanut butter, quail, relish, salt, and tomato. Did you hear that? Neither did I. Go see if it's safe out there. Odie, do you smell banana breath? Oh, I wish I hadn't looked. Come on, Odie. Either this house is haunted or our producer's buying old Scooby-Doo scripts.
What? What is going on here?
I think that should be self-explanatory.
We're gonna get out of here.
Best idea I've heard since microwave garlic bread.
And I'm gonna stop at that real estate agent's office and demand my deposit back. Hello? Mr. Escrow? It's me, John Arbuckle. Mr. Escrow?
I'm sorry, but I don't know you.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Escrow.
I'm Mr. Escrow.
But may I come in, please?
Yes, I've been away for 6 weeks. I just got back this evening. The office was locked up tight.
But I was here. A man sold me a house in the hills. That's him! That's the man who sold me the house!
I'm afraid that's impossible. That's my Uncle Samuel. He passed away in 1973.
He did?
Yes. I inherited this business from him.
But if he... How did...
Three hours and 10 minutes.
Hey, that's almost a new record. The usual split?
Fine with me.
You know, I don't know why people say there's no money in real estate these days.